When we last did the show, we were looking at Liverpool playing a spate of 7 games, I think it was, in 22 days. To recap, that included Spurs away, PSG at home, followed by the only relatively easy one, Southampton at home. Then we had Chelsea twice in a week. Then we went to Napoli. Then we had City at home. Over that period, Liverpool emerged with 8 points from 4 games, 2 wins, 2 draws, and 1-1, lost 1 in the Champions League. Given the fixtures, Adam, would you have taken that, more or less?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I think you would maybe want a draw with Napoli at least in there.
And that would have represented near perfection.
Yeah, I think so. Interestingly, I think at the start of the season, would I have taken that? I probably would have said no, because I wanted to beat Chelsea, because I thought they were going to struggle to settle under the new manager. But given the form they were in heading into the game, and given the kick they'd have taken from beating us in the cup, I think that yes, I would take. I would definitely take a draw at Stamford Bridge. The loss in the cup. I think with the League Cup, you either want to win it or go out immediately. And we've done one of them. So that's it's
slightly
not
worse.
If you had to choose one, you wouldn't go for it. But I do think that's what you want to do. You either want to win it or go out early. And the worst thing that you could do is get to like the semi-finals and then get knocked out when you're doing that ridiculousness of all of that. We've now got a little bit more breathing room. I think it's the pre-Arsenal match, if memory serves. The pre-Arsenal match that's going to be the one that we get the rest between, which they won't get rest of, maybe, because they made it through. So
we'll come on to that. It's not John Guns for me.
No, I'm so sorry.
I'm a very structured guy.
As usual, I read your agenda and then ignored it.
Yeah, you caught me out there. You always say you never read them.